Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Time for the highlights of the game, brought to you by Blue Emu, America's number one emu oil formula. It works fast and you won't stink. Search for the full line of Blue Emu pain relief products on Amazon today. The Mets had faced great pitching on this road trip, but got a break when the Giants' scheduled starter, Blake Snell, was scratched and went on the injured list with an adductor strain. So it was a bullpen effort today for San Francisco. Ryan Walker was first up. He struck out Brandon Nimmo and Starling Marte to start the game. The Mets then put two men on, with Francisco Lindor picking up an infield hit and Pete Alonso hit by a pitch, but the threat ended and the inning was over when Brett Beatty flew out to left. Sean Manaea faced his former team for the first time after spending last year in San Francisco and struck out the side, getting both Austin Slater and Wilmer Flores looking, and then Michael Conforto swinging. 6'11", Sean Jelly was next up to face the Mets. He retired the side in order in the second despite a couple of hard-hit balls, and that would be a theme. Manaea got into trouble in the second, also a recurring theme, with a pair of walks around a single by Mac Chapman, but he got the first out when Thairo Estrada popped up to Alonso. Manaea then fell behind Tyler Fitzgerald 3-1, but got him to foul off the next pitch, and then he popped a short for the second out. Manaea fell behind once again, 3-1, this time on Nick Ahmed, and was able to find his way out of it like a great magician.
Two outs, no score, bottom two. The 3-1. Ahmed sends a high fly ball to center. Bader underneath it. Stops, looks up. He makes the catch. And Manaea gets out of miserable trouble. Bases loaded, nobody out. And the Giants don't score.
So he gets out of the jam, and that's our save of the game, brought to you by Margaret Teets Nursing and Rehabilitation Centers. The Mets, perhaps sparked by that, got on the board shortly thereafter. Nimmo walked to start the third. Marte lined it right back to Jelly, bringing Lindor to the plate. With one on and one out, the Mets shortstop has struggled from the left side of the plate, but recently has started to show signs of coming out of that malaise. He had a hit his first time up and was just getting his big day started.
The 0-2. Swung on, drilled, high in the air to right field. Slater drifting back towards the wall. He turns and it's gone! Into Levi's Landing, a two-run home run for Francisco Lindor. His third of the year. And the Mets jump out to a 2-0 lead here in the top of the third inning.
No, the Mets were on the board and could exhale after three runs in their three previous games. They had an early 2-0 lead to work with, and Manaea flirting with danger again in the third when he walked the first two batters, but helped his cause when he picked off Austin Slater at second, and that gave Manaea a lift as he came back with a strikeout of Conforto and got Jorge Soler to pop up to Jeff McNeil for the final out. Jelly started the fourth for his third inning of work. The Mets added to their lead after Beatty grounded out to lead things off. Tyrone Taylor came to the plate. He was robbed his first time up by a great defensive play by Thairo Estrada, but this time left no doubt.
1-1. Swung on, crushed to the gap in left center field. Conforto's on the run, so is Fitzgerald. They'll turn and just watch this one fly. It just snuck over the wall in left center field. A solo home run for Tyrone Taylor. His second of the year, second home run of the game for the Mets. And New York's on top, 3-0.
Taylor has been a pleasant addition off the bench and a big contributor and extended the Mets' lead to 3-0. Jelly left the game shortly thereafter. Landon Roop was able to prevent further damage as Harrison Bader reached on an error. He went to second and stole third, but Thomas Nito walked, but Nimmo grounded out to end the inning. But the Mets did tack on another and now led 3-0 after four. After trouble in the previous two innings, Manaea allowed just a one-out single to Patrick Bailey and got out of the inning, needing only 13 pitches to do so. The Mets got a break after a pair of groundouts to start the fifth. Alonso hit one off the end of the bat. It tailed away from the second baseman Estrada for a single. Beatty walked, and that brought Taylor to the plate for a third time, looking to add to his big day and also our turning point of the game.
Meeting on the mound over. Here's Taylor, a homer his last time. First pitch. Taylor cracks one to right center field. That's a base hit. Splitting the outfielders and rolling toward the wall. Alonso scores. Beatty right behind him, chugging around third. He scores. Taylor to second with a stand-up double. Tyrone Taylor's driven in three this afternoon. He puts the Mets up 5-0 in the top of the fifth.
And you could just hear the crack of the bat, how hard he hit that one after the home run. So a big day for Tyrone Taylor. And that is our turning point of the game. Listen tomorrow to WCBS 880 in the 8 a.m. hour for your chance to call in and be the 88th caller. If you can correctly identify the turning point of the game, you'll win a pair of Mets tickets to an upcoming game. The Mets turning point of the game is sponsored by Riverhead Building Supply with 13 locations on Long Island. They're everywhere you are and online at rbscorp.com. On a day in which Manaea's pitch count was running high, the Mets gave him a nice 5-0 cushion, but they weren't done yet. McNeil was next and decided to join the party as well.
One. Hit hard to the right side. Estrada dives. That's by him. A base hit going into right. Taylor rounds third. He's heading home. The throw from right field is way offline. The run scores, and on the throw, McNeil darts to second. 6-0 Mets in the top of the fifth as McNeil bangs one through the right side.
Well, McNeil had two hits last night, one of the few Mets to do anything offensively, and comes through there to make it a 6-run game. Bader struck out to end the inning, but the Mets add three with Taylor once again coming up with a big hit to break it open. Manaea started the fifth, but wasn't going to go any longer than that the way his pitch count was going. He got Ahmed looking to start the inning. Austin Slater and Flores singled. Conforto struck out. Right before that, the umpires had ruled that he had been hit by a pitch. However, the Mets challenged, and the replay showed that it hit the knob of Conforto's bat, and that proved to be a big difference as he wound up going down on strikes just a few moments later. And that strikeout was the 101st and final pitch of the day for Manaea, and Reed Garrett came on to face Jorge Soler, and though Manaea may have been disappointed by the move, it proved to be the right one.
6-0 Mets. The Giants have first and second and two outs. Garrett fires. Soler swings and pops it up behind second. McNeil racing out, waving his arms, and in front of Taylor makes the catch to end the inning. Reed Garrett throws one pitch, gets Sean Manaea out of trouble, and closes his line.
One pitch, one out. The shutout's still intact at that point, and the free swing, Soler popping out to end the threat. 6-0 after five. The Mets went down in order in the sixth, but Garrett terrific again, setting down the side in order and striking out two in the inning. Garrett started the seventh, but the first batter he faced, Tyler Fitzgerald, ended the shutout bid.
1-1 pitch. Swung on and crushed a mile high to left field. Nimmo drifting back to the warning track, to the wall. He's out of room, and it's gone. Tyler Fitzgerald with his first home run of the season, and he puts San Francisco on the board with a leadoff home run in the bottom of the seventh.
It was the first run of the day for the Giants and the first run allowed by Garrett so far this year, coming in his 12th inning of work, but he didn't seem fazed as he came right back with a strikeout of Ahmed for his third of the day. He got Flores to go down swinging as well, but Garrett's day ended after a two-out double to Conforto. So Adam Ottavino came on, and just like Garrett two innings earlier, sent down Soler.
The 0-2 pitch. On the outside corner, a called strike three. Frozen with 93 on the black. And Adam Ottavino comes in and strands a pair.
Ottavino got through the eighth, allowing just a walk, and the Mets were coasting entering the ninth with a 5-run lead, and then Lindor put an exclamation point on this one for our smash of the game.
White's payoff. Lindor cracks one deep right field. This one soaring again. It is out of here. 2-2 home run afternoon for Francisco Lindor. 8-1 Mets in the ninth.
That's our Smash of the Game, brought to you by Smashburger, 100% Pure Angus Beef Burgers, fries, shakes, and more. Lindor entered the day with 2 homers, 6 RBIs. He now had 2 homers today and 4 RBIs, showing signs of life after a tough start, and that put him over the Mendoza line as Lindor's average jumped from 174 entering today to 206. 4 hits, 4 RBIs on the day for the Mets shortstop. With an off day coming, the Mets wanted to get Edwin Diaz some work, and he pitched the ninth, retiring the leadoff hitter, Ahmed, and after an infield single by Lamont Wade, Diaz got some unexpected help from Wilmer Flores.
Conforto at first. He's about to break for second. There he goes. The 0-2 pitch is grounded toward McNeil at second. He has it. Throws to first in time. The Mets win. So the Mets take the finale of this three-game set. They take one of the three against the Giants, but you come to the West Coast and you go home 500 on the trip. The Mets will take it.
So a ridiculous base running by Wilmer Flores, who doubled down the left field line, but with his team down 7, or I should say single down the left field line, he made the turn, went for second, and it wasn't even close. It was a terrific throw, and he was out at second. So Wade went to third. He came in on an error by Alonso, who flipped it on a ground ball by Conforto over Edwin Diaz, and then it was up to Soler, who had the rough day, and again, he ends at 0-4. By going down for the final out. So Diaz closes it out for the Mets 8-2 win. The streak, or I should say the losing streak, ends at 3. And Reed Garrett gets his 4th win of the season. He has as many wins as the entire Mets starting rotation. That's baseball these days. But Reed Garrett has been a terrific success story so far for the Mets this season, as he comes on in relief of Sean Manaea, who went the first 4 2/3. And it's Garrett who gets the win in relief today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.